is and Mario's with us. Mario, are you with us?
I'm here.
Hey, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How's it going tonight?
It's going well. You know what? It's hard to believe, Mario, that I got to call the play-by-play of your 4A state championship in 97. Do you even remember back that far of that game?
All I remember is we beat the Northeast Jones Tigers. That's the best memory I could have.
And that's all that really counts when you think about it. That, you know, and we're talking about 97. It's 2015 now. Mario, and you see all of the high school football that's being played now. Is the game any different today than it was when you were playing, or are the players different?
I tell you, the game will never change. The game is football. You throw it, you run it, you kick it, and you try to knock the man down with it. Now, the type of player, I would definitely say changed, and I think there's a lot of great football players out there, but I guess the generation before my time might have had the same outlook that I'm having. But I think some of the guys are a little more privileged, or they expect a lot more rather than working for it. And so, you know, there's a lot of talent out there, but I see a lot of guys that don't really appreciate the game the way it should be played, in my mind.
Well, I'll tell you, that's a great point. And, you know, another thing too, Mario, is that the kids today have tremendous weight rooms at their disposal. Now, whether they use them or not is up to them.
Yes, and I think, you know, back when in my time, we went into the gym and we had no air conditioning. Ooh. We went into a little 10x10 box. And we worked out and we sweated, and when we came back the next day, it smelled more awful than it did the day before. But we enjoyed that. Now the guys, they don't, you know, you can't practice two times a day. You got to practice at 7 at night. You practice at 6 in the morning. I mean, it is different. I don't think there are any less talent out there. I just think there's a different mindset with so many people telling kids how good they can be rather than making them work for it.
That is a great point. We're talking with Mario Hagan, who went on from Clarksdale to play at Mississippi State. And, you know, even things have changed at Mississippi State since you've been there. And they've got the program really rolling up there. How much interaction do you still have with the folks at Mississippi State?
Well, first off, I want to say, so they say sometimes change is good, and right now change is good at Mississippi State. So I'm loving it what's going on down there right now, and Dan Mullen and how they're pulling things together. I have a lot of interaction as of late. As you know, I'm a guest on this show tonight by way of Bulldog Sports Radio.
Right.
Jake Wembley and I, we do a weekly podcast as I'm working on my broadcasting career. There's a lot of things coming up with Mississippi State. I recently a recipient of the SEC Legend Award. I get back about 3 or 4 times a year. So I keep in contact with a lot of people. And as I've retired here recently in the last couple of years, the university has done a really good job of staying in touch and attempting to get me more involved with what's going on in Mississippi State.
Hey, let me ask you really fast, man. You were a 7th-round pick of the Buffalo Bills and managed to hang on, not just make a team, being a 7th-round pick, but established yourself and played in the league for a long time. I know Mississippi State, another guy, Caleb Ewells, this just past year, who went undrafted, surprisingly for a lot of folks, but went ahead and made the New Orleans Saints. It's a young guy out of Yazoo County that took that gun off that girl that hijacked the school bus 4 or 5 years ago. Pretty amazing thing. But talk to us about how hard it is to make a roster when the team takes a kind of a flyer on you but doesn't necessarily have any designed plans for you specifically in the future. How do you work your way through that?
Well, first of all, the game is called football. It's not called how fast you can run a 40 and how high you can jump. The last time I checked it, the game is called football.
That's
and
right.
I'm a football player. It's not about running a 40. The last time I checked, I never jumped a 45-inch vertical in a game, but I do play football. you know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
You measured me by that. I didn't even measure me by that. And the way I made a stamp in the league and stayed in the league and kept the job is I played football. I understood the game. I studied the game, and it's more about just physicality. When you get in the NFL, it's about knowing the game. I played with a bunch of guys that were more physically gifted than probably 80% of the guys you ever see. But they did not know the game as well as the guy that maybe ran a 4.840 or jumped a 32-inch vertical. So you saw that guy make a lot more plays and make a lot more money because he knew the game. They make mistakes all the time, and we all know, just like the Dandy Dozen made with me in 1996, and they made a mistake. People in the NFL made a mistake, and hey, I don't mind playing with my back against the wall and making it. And so, hey, it happened, stayed in, and a lot of guys can do it because they are great football players.
Well, Mario, we want to thank you. I got one more thing to ask you, and we want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule to be with us on Friday Night Under the Lights. And you got kids listening all across the state tonight, watching on FridayNightUnderTheLights.com, and listening on MPB Think Radio all the way across the state that are playing the game and are wanting to play the game. And if you had a chance to get in front of a group of kids that really wanted to excel in the game, what would you tell them to do?
I would tell them now, enjoy the moment. This is it's something special to play football. At the high school level, and don't take this the wrong way, but this is the purest level of football that you will ever get a chance to play. It's the most stress-free.
Uh-huh.
Enjoy the moment. Work hard. Understand that it's a marathon sprint to be great. It's not always, you know, finish fast. Don't live in the microwave society. You want quick results. Work, 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 work is all I would tell them. And if they enjoy the moment, they will always work and they will be successful.
Mario Hagan had a great career at Clarksdale, then went on to Mississippi State and then played in the NFL. I'm not even going to ask you tonight, Mario, how bad the Dallas Cowboys are. We're just going to leave that alone right now. Okay, I'm not even going there. But look, I enjoyed calling your games. I enjoyed following your career, and really look forward. Come down and see us here on Friday Night on the Lights anytime. You got a headset waiting on you when you get here.
I would love to, guys. And anytime you want to talk to me, please reach out. I enjoyed it. Thanks for having me, and I look forward to more in the future.
Thanks so much. Mario Hagan here with us on Friday Night Under the Lights. And now
he ain't the son of a preacher, man, is he? he's giving a sermon.
He's giving it. I'm telling you. Is Reed ready?